From Nashville, Tennessee, comes your Grand Ole Opry. Benny Pearl, the Duke of Paducah, Eddie Arnold, the Tennessee Plow Boy, and a lot more. A half hour of fun music, folk songs, and good old mountain melodies. And now, here's the star of our show, the pride of Tennessee's Smoky Mountains, Roy Acuff.
Oh, well. Thank you, Louie Buck. Hello, friends. A show that means so much to the folks down south as home cooking does to a soldier. But talking never proved nothing, but deeds didn't prove a lot better. So just listen while the Smoky Mountain boys play and sing an old railroad song called John Henry Was a Steel Driving Man. Keeps them supplied with hot air the year round. Well, here she is, cousin Minnie Pearl.
Come, a new girl. Oh, you know, you've always heard tell that love will find a way, but I never knowed he'd go so far as to find brother. Oh, he's got him a new girl, and her name is Sassafras Pickle. That there's her name. He's awful proud of her. I believe they're just right down serious. Oh, she's done took to writing to him. Of course, brother can't read, and so I told him that I'd read the letters to him if he wanted me to, and he wouldn't let me till I promised to stuff cotton in my ears. But now, I'm telling you, Hezzy, that there's my fellers. Hezzy, I don't want to get these girls and fellers mixed up. I know which one's mine. I hope he knows which one's his. And Hezzy, he took one look at that girl of brothers, and he says to me, he says, Minnie Pearl, he says, that is the ugliest girl I've seen in my life. I says, well, Hezzy, beauty's only skin deep. He says, well, for Pete's sake, let's skin her. But you know, brother, he ain't never been no prince for looks. Now, I never will forget it. It's this last week it was. Well, it is at night. I think it is a Wednesday night. We're sitting out on the front porch cooling off. And there's Miss Maddie Dulap. She come over to see us, and she's sitting there. And brother was sitting down on the edge of the porch, sort of chewing on a straw. And he just looks so sad-like. He just looked plumb forsook. Well, he's sitting there, and Mammy, she got worried about him. She's afraid he's sick or something, and she looked at brother, and she says to Miss Maddie, she says, you know, I don't like the way brother looks. I just don't like the way he looks at all. Miss Maddie, she looked at brother, and she says, you know, I wasn't going to mention it, but he ain't much to look at, is he? Sometimes I think it's brother's hair. Now, I'll tell you about brother's hair. Ain't many men as fine as bangs becoming. And brother's hair looks like it just grows all the way around in bangs. Looks like never could get it cut right. We tried every bowl we had in the kitchen. We never could get his hair to look right. I remember when he was just a little boy. He was just growing up. Well, Uncle Algy come by. He was all time of doing a little trading around. He come by and had a sack of stuff there he'd been a trading for. And brother went in there and was kind of pawing through that stuff Uncle Algy had. And all of a sudden, he run across a looking glass. And we never heard such a screeching in all our life. Brother was just a hollering and a yelling. We went in there and he's looking at that looking glass. He says, oh, look! He says, Uncle Algy has done brung home a wolf. I'll be going now. See you next Saturday.
Engineer that's great. We must make
still playing Lock John.
Called Old Ship. Pretty done. Friend's our guest singer tonight. He's a real country boy, too, believe it or not. In fact, he's the country the first time he came to town, we had to put handles on the streetcar so he could get on them. It's Uncle Rufus Brewster, and he's a changing business all around tonight.
I'm going to change my business all around. I'm going to move out in a little country town. Get me a mule and a turning plow somehow.
Along with you, will you?
I'll raise the cornbread that I eat, fill my smokehouse full of meat, for I'm changing business all around. I'll get me a mule and a Jersey cow, a Dominicker hen and an old Shanghai. I'll build my hen house 10 feet from the ground. When the cowbell rings, backyard.
Can't beat it, boy.
I'll make a living if I try. To the city life, I'll say goodbye. I'm changing business all around.
What are you going to do then, son?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll get me a wife this coming spring. Plant me a patch of sorghum cane. I'll run molasses down them tater rows. My humpback wife can dig them out, for I'm changing business all around.
Gordon, what you're going to do, you're sure going to change it, Uncle Rufus. That's Uncle Rufus's Brewster. I mean, Uncle Rufus Brewster, or Uncle Rufus's Rooster. Friends, you know some people have large families and some have small families. But here's a man who has more relatives than a 15-year-old rabbit. Who wrote that? The Duke of Paducah.
They shook hands with me, and all my nieces and my aunts, they kissed me. I'm telling you, I was kissed by so many buck-tooth women that before noon, both of my cheeks looked like a couple of hot waffles. And all of my relatives was there, all of them, the good ones and the bad ones. Uncle Sidemeat was there. He's the black sheep in our family. Now, there's a man that's always been bad. He has always been bad. Why, when he was 5 years old, he was so bad, his parents ran away from home. Now, that's a fact. Uncle Sidemeat was a round-shouldered man. Yeah, he was round-shouldered. We used to call him Stoopy, you know. Now, this might sound like an exaggeration, but Uncle Sidemeat was so round-shouldered he could lace his shoes standing up. Now, that's a fact there. You know, Uncle Sidemeat, he was got all of us in a little game of chance there on the gown. We was rolling them galloping dominoes. You know what I mean? Well, I was down on my hands and knees, and I was all bent over, and I was trying to make my point, you know. And it was a bull from the next passenger come charging across there, and he horned in. Well, he made his point before I made mine. There was one other uncle there that I think I ought to tell you about. That was Uncle Reedy. He's my thin uncle. Yeah, Uncle Reedy was thin. Oh, that was the skinniest man ever I seen. I'm telling you, that man was so thin, when he'd eat olives, you could tell how many he'd had. That's the truth if I ever told it. And my wife's drinking brother Willie, he was there, running all over every place, trying to borrow enough to get a drink of corn, you know, trying to borrow a little money. And finally, he borrowed 4 bits off of my comical cousin. Now, my comical cousin, he's the one that wears the wig on his old bald head, you know. Yeah, from the wag with the wig, Willie got enough swag for a swig. Oh, we had a time, we had our own entertainment. Yeah, and one of my Ritzy cousins, she got up and she sang up their song called The Endin' Love Call. Didn't sound like no Endin' Love Call to me. Of course, I don't want to talk about it here on the radio, so I ain't going to say what kind of a call it sound like. But I will say this. When she got through singing it, every hog in the county was on the run. You know, we had a contest, too. And my cousin Jenny, she got up on the platform, and she was voted the most beautiful. And then my cousin Susie, she got up on the platform, and she was voted the most graceful. And then my big fat wife got up on the platform, and she was voted the most. Now I know what it is that my big fat wife's got that other women ain't got. More. Oh, that's the fattest woman ever I seen. I'm telling you. She is so heavy on her feet. She was wearing a pair of high heel shoes, and everywhere she walked, she left a double row of post holes. You know, I took charge of the cooking for the reunion, and horse boiler soup. And it tasted good, too. It would have tasted a whole lot better, too, if I had taken a wash out first. You know, my wife's sister was there, and she brought their new baby over for me to see. Little bitty thing. Well, this year's model, you know. And that baby looked at me, and it started to close its eyes and started to screaming. I said, "What's that youngin' crying about?" They said, "Oh, nothing. We just been telling him he looks like you." Well, sir, you know, I don't know nothing about babies, but they must have some newfangled way you can trade them in now. Because when my sister-in-law started to leave, I said, "Where are you going?" She said, "I'm going to change Junior." I can wait. You know, these family reunions... Don't tell him, lady. These family reunions are all right until them in-laws start running down that family tree, and then that's time for me to go back to the wagon yelling, "These shoes are killing me!"
I hear that laugh will give you fun. Guess who you're listening to. And you guess Rachel and her great, big, bashful brother Audrey.
Court, The Unclouded Day. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Radio service.